This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's do a quick 1, 2, 3 of the big picture data that's coming out this week, shall we? Wednesday will bring us the Consumer Price Index. That'll be for August. It will, of course, be parsed and sliced a zillion different ways. Thursday will be greeted with producer prices, also retail sales. Today, though, we got a survey from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York about consumer expectations. Expectations about a bunch of things. The labor market, their own household finances, also inflation, where consumers expect inflation to go in the short and in the long term. Expectations matter because they can affect reality. And of late, they have been pretty steady, those expectations have. Consumers are thinking inflation's going to tick down a bit over the next 3 years. Meanwhile, though, their outlook on income growth and their future financial situations has deteriorated a bit. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at what's happening and what it means for the Fed and thus for us.
In some ways, the Survey of Consumer Expectations is kind of like a report card on how well the Federal Reserve is tackling inflation. And people's expectations about inflation make up a major part of the grade. We'll get to that grade later. Omer Sharif at Inflation Insights says those expectations are important because they are a big driver of inflation.
So the fact that these numbers have come down, I think they have to be pretty happy with that.
Consumers expect inflation to dip over the next 3 years to 2.8%.
That's pretty much where these numbers have been from 2014 to 2019.
That's great. Numbers that reflect normal times before the world turned upside down. Except what's confusing here is 2.8% is still high, or at least higher than the Fed's target of 2%. Carola Binder, an economist at Haverford College, says that's because consumers tend to have an upwards bias. They notice rising prices more. And because
they may just be focusing in on certain prices that have been really salient to them.
Food inflation is still running hotter than overall inflation, and gas prices have recently gone up. But inflation isn't the only thing the Fed is getting graded on. Another key question on this survey is unemployment expectations. Consumers expect more people to lose their jobs. And Francesco DeCunto, a finance professor at Georgetown, says, weirdly, this is good news to the Fed, too, because it means consumers understand that to cool inflation, the Fed has to cool the economy.
So we know that participants have got the message and they believe in that message.
So what's the final grade? DeCunto says consumers are giving the Fed a C, a passing grade that acknowledges when it comes to inflation, there's still a long road ahead. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.